Maranatha, and Mike Tagubin. Welcome, beloved, to a few moments of Bible study together as once again we look into the wonderful truths of the Word of God. As you probably are aware of, we're studying about the subject of rejection, something that has impacted and affected every one of our lives that first began in the Garden of Eden. We've been studying about the different appearances of rejection, and rejection is found throughout the Scriptures. As you look at the Word of God, if you will watch closely, you'll see how man often rejects Almighty God, how that man does not want to go God's way, how that man seeks to walk in his own way and to do his own thing. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. And today we're continuing our study concerning Jacob and the encounters he has had with rejection. You perhaps remember that Jacob first began to exercise his rejection with his brother Esau as he purchased the birthright from Esau by a pot of red porridge that he gave to Esau if he'd give him his birthright. Esau didn't understand the importance of the birthright, but Jacob did. And then you recall how that he stole the blessing that Isaac was going to give to his brother Esau. And Esau became so angry that he purposed that he was going to kill Jacob when his father Isaac died. And so Isaac and Rachel sent Esau, or Isaac sent Esau to some of the family that he wanted him to go to because of the insistence of his wife, Rebekah. Rebekah had helped Jacob deceive Isaac, and of course that was rejection, as Jacob literally lied to his father that he was Esau. And so you recall how that he was sent to Uncle Laban to deliver him from the hand of Esau. And Uncle Laban rejected Jacob, and Jacob rejected Esau, or rejected Laban. And thus we see this matter of rejection continued. And for the love that Jacob had for Rachel, he was willing to work for her for 7 years. For 7 years, he would work for her. He loved her so very, very much. And yet you recall how that Laban tricked him into marrying Leah, which Jacob did not love, and thus we see more rejection by Laban of Jacob. Remember, beloved, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We reap what we sow. We reap more than we sow, and we reap later than we sow. And thus we see that Jacob is reaping what he has sown. And thus we see that he worked another 7 years for Rachel, for he loved Rachel. And so he was willing to work another 7 years for Rachel, to be married to Rachel. And then he was enticed by Laban, because Laban saw the blessings of God were upon him because of Jacob being there. He saw his herds prosper under Jacob's care, that he offered him some kind of payment for working another 6 years for him. And thus Jacob learned some tricks of animal husbandry. And thus we see that Jacob was becoming a very powerful and strong man, as he and Laban made an agreement regarding the animals that would become Jacob's, those that did not seem to be of pure bread would take, Jacob would take them and they would become his. But through animal husbandry, he was able to get the stronger of the animals. And so he became wealthy and became a strong man and very wealthy. And as a result of his prospering, Laban changed his allowance or his salary some 10 times. And thus we see more rejection, all kinds of rejection going on. And thus Laban's countenance was turned against Jacob, and Jacob was spoken to by the Lord God, and he told him it was time for him to leave. And so Jacob and his family slip away from Laban. And when Laban finds out, he comes after Jacob, and he is going to do Jacob harm. But again, God intervenes and appears to Laban in a dream and tells him not to touch Jacob. And so he doesn't do Jacob harm, but they make a covenant between them that they will not pass over that area to do the other one harm the rest of their life. And so we see that Jacob is now headed toward home, and he sends a message to Esau. Esau returns the messenger with the message that he's coming with 400 men. He's coming with a small army. Jacob is terrified. And Jacob's done everything he knows to do to appease Esau and to try to make things right, because he wants acceptance from Esau. That's what he's longing for, is to be accepted by Esau. And thus, Jacob, in turn, finally goes to God for help. He's done everything he need to do. He's manipulated. He's worked all kinds of trickery. He's worked in the energy of the flesh until his flesh has come to that place that it no longer has a place to turn. And it looks like Esau's coming to kill him and to destroy him and his family. And so Jacob turns to God in Genesis chapter 32 and verse 9. Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidest unto me, Return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear lest he will come and smite me and the mother and the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And so Jacob communicates with God, acknowledges his worthlessness, his need of the Lord, that he is unworthy of God's mercy. He knows he's been a schemer. He knows he's been evil in the things he's done. He begs for God to deliver him from the hand of Esau. And he reminds God of the promises that he's made to make his descendants as the stars of the heaven, as the sand on the seashore. And thus he deals with and meets with the Lord God. And he lodged there that night and sent his family, whom he had divided into two groups, sent them on ahead across the stream of Jabbok. And so we see that he also sends flocks of sheep and herds of cattle and camels on to Esau. He divides them up into different groups. And verse 14 tells us 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals, and he divides them up, and he delivers them into the hand of his servants, and every drove goes by itself, and passes over before him, and put a space betwixt drove and drove. And he commanded the foremost, saying, When Esau my brother meeteth thee, and asketh thee, saying, Whose are those, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee, that then thou shalt say, They be thy servants Jacob. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold also he is behind us. And so commanded he that the second, the third, and all that followed the droves, saying, On this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him, and say ye moreover, Behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face, peradventure he will accept me. Jacob is seeking acceptance. He's longing for acceptance. He's rejected Esau. Esau's rejected him. Esau's coming with a small army. It looks like he's going to wipe him out. And Jacob is seeking acceptance from Esau. And so he arose that night, took his two wives and his women servants, his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had, and Jacob was left alone. And now in the darkness, in the time of darkness when problems seem heavier and greater than they are in the daylight, Jacob is alone, and he meets with God, and he wrestles with God. And we know it is the Lord, because we read that a little later here, verse 24 through 31. And here he took them, here verse 24, Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. That is, the Lord touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And so what's going to happen in this wrestling match? What's going to occur as Jacob wrestles with God? He struggled in the flesh for so many, many years. What's going to occur? Join us next time. Till then, goodbye.